You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. Its title, You Need Not Sink into Despair. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Almighty and everlasting God, our society is filled with images of religion and buzzwords of spirituality. O Lord, enable all of us to understand the basics. Speak to our ears, open our eyes of faith, and point us always to the crucifixion cross of your Son Jesus, because the power of that bloody cross is our eternal hope. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. 10 years ago, the Princeton Religion Research Center, which operates in the United States, in Canada, and in other countries, produced a book entitled 100 Questions and Answers About Religion in America. These researchers reported that when it comes to faith and religion, an overwhelming majority of Americans, 94% of the total population, claims to believe in God. The study also revealed that a surprising 84% of all Americans affirm a belief that Jesus Christ is God, just as he himself claimed to be. At the same time, however, these same people, who on the one hand so freely confess Christ with their lips, on the other hand hesitate to trust him with their hearts. This contradiction is increasingly obvious in our current population, which has become more and more paranoid about the present, anxious for the future, and extremely worried about the destiny of their children and their grandchildren. Our current society has thrown to the wind Jesus' advice to let not your hearts be filled with anxiety about life and about the future. And so the question finally is this: why is there such a great gulf, this deep chasm between what so many people today say about religion and how they live their life day to day? And for this key question, there are two answers. The first reason why we as a people are long on words and short on action is because we are cultural Christians. This means that we have picked up religious expressions and slogans in much the same way as we assimilate advertising jingles. Who of us? Yes, who of us has not used the expression born again? And which of you listening today has not used the words spirit or faith or forgiveness or eternal paradise? These words are in our heads, and they flow so easily from our tongues. And yet these religious buzzwords have little or no meaning in our hearts. Genuine Christianity is not based on culturally freighted religious expressions, but rather upon what Jesus meant when he spoke. Jesus said, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you shall know the truth, and this truth shall make you free." This freedom, my friends, this freedom that Jesus spoke about is freedom from the anxiety of the present and freedom from the fear of the future. If you and I, are to receive the security that God desires to give us in Jesus Christ, then we need to know clearly and correctly what our Savior taught. When we realize what God has already done for us in Jesus Christ, and when we by faith understand that God has graciously rescued us from the curse of our sin and all the worries of this world, then, yes, then we will not sink into despair. Now, back in 1978, Newsweek magazine had as its headline the popular slogan, "Born Again." Many people read these words, most people have used these words, but very few people knew then or even know today what Jesus meant when he said to Nicodemus, "You must be born again." In short, Jesus said that if you want to know the true God, and if you want to be empowered by the God of the Bible, and if you want to be saved from the curse of your sin, then God is going to have to be the one to do it. And this is why the words of St. Paul are such good news, that even while we were sinners, God in His grace and in His love and in His mercy has reached out to save us. Now, cultural Christianity also reinterprets the words that Jesus spoke. Instead of accepting, as Jesus explained to Nicodemus, that being born again is not something we can do, but something that God does from above, we turn things around and we place ourselves in the spiritual driver's seat. We take charge of our eternal destiny. But this is like a drowning man trying to save himself by clinging to his own shirt. And the second reason that there is such a contradiction between the religious words and phrases that so many people today use and the frustrated, anxiety-filled lives that they live is that even though many today claim to be followers of Jesus Christ, when the rough waves and the strong and the stormy winds of life rise up, instead of keeping their eyes of faith focused on Jesus, the devil then successfully tempts them to fix their focus on their problems. Many of us go to church on Sunday, and we say, "I believe in Jesus Christ." And yet, when we have a family problem, we adamantly refuse to use the power of that forgiveness that God desires to pour into us and through us in Jesus Christ. And when the pressure is on, when the crises of life confront us, then the devil is often very effective in diverting our eyes of faith away from the security of our Savior and into the swamp of mythical self-sufficiency. When it comes to spiritual matters, my friend, you and I are not self-sufficient. If anything, we are self-deficient. We cannot make it on our own. And this is also why Martin Luther confessed, "I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him. But the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel." And this is also why you and I need to daily recall what happened when Jesus asked Peter to get out of the boat and walk on the water and to come to Him. One day after Jesus had sent away the crowds, He went up to the mountain by Himself to pray. His disciples had entered a boat, and they were planning to row across a lake. Suddenly, however, a storm arose, and the disciples were far from land. They were being battered by the waves. The wind was directed against them, and the disciples rowed hard. They were desperate. They struggled. They realized that they were in danger. Their lives were threatened. They needed help from somebody. Finally, the Bible explains, between 3 and 6 in the morning, Jesus came to them. He was walking on the water. And when the disciples saw this unknown figure walking on the sea, they were frightened. "It's a ghost," they cried. And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." And then Peter said, "Lord, if it is you, then command me to come to you on the water." The Bible then tells us, Jesus said to Peter, "Come." Peter then got out of the boat. The Bible explains that he began to walk on the water. And as he was walking on the water, and as he came closer and closer to Jesus, the devil tempted him more and more to take his eyes off of Jesus and to fix his focus on the frightening waves. Seeing the wind, the Bible says, Peter became afraid, and he began to sink. "Lord, save me," he cried out. Immediately, Jesus stretched out His hand, and taking a hold of Peter's hand, He said, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind stopped, and those who were in the boat were awestruck. The Bible tells us they worshiped Jesus, saying, "You are certainly God's Son." Oh, how often, my friend, don't you and I get involved in situations which seem impossible to handle? Bills arrive in the mail that were not expected. Health complications develop that were not planned. Harsh words from a spouse are spoken that were not deserved. Attitudes from children are displayed that cannot be explained. And all of these sudden surprises in life often come upon us so quickly that we react just like Peter did. Instead of focusing our faith on our Savior, the one who promises to help us, instead we focus our attention. Yes, we direct all our thinking and use all our energies on the problem that the devil has set before us. And then we begin to sink first into frustration, then into discouragement, and finally into despair. And that's how it is. And you see, that's why there is such a day and night difference between what many of us today say in religion and what we practice. We claim to be religious, we seek to display some type of spirituality, but then when the challenges of life rise up to confront us, then our religious convictions seem to fade away. They crumble to nothing like a foundation built on sand. And so then, if you are one of those today who realizes your need for a better focus on Jesus and a clearer understanding of who God is and what He has done, and also what He is now promising to do for you, then don't seek help from just anybody. According to the Wall Street Journal, more and more people today are seeking spiritual help. However, fewer and fewer people are looking for help from the clergy. Instead, it is now fashionable to seek out self-appointed spiritual advisors. For example, according to the Wall Street Journal, one man who has set up shop in Massachusetts is a software computer engineer. He has taken no classes in Christian counseling. In fact, at the time of the report, he had received no education whatsoever in counseling. Finally, according to the journal article, what these new spiritual directors claim to have in common is a sensitivity that enables them, listen to this, a sensitivity to enable them to listen to God within another person and then help that person get more in tune with God. One counselor even explained this new approach by saying, "It's sort of like listening to a radio station. My station, the way I listen to God, may be different from the way you listen to God. And so my goal is to help you hear your station more clearly." No, my friends, no, no, no. When you need to find the true God, and when you desire to know the will of God and the grace of God and the mercy of God, as He has revealed it in Jesus Christ, you don't look inside yourself. You listen outside of yourself. Jesus said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you are truly disciples of mine, and then you will know the truth, and that truth shall make you free." Oh, don't look inward, but instead look outside of yourself. Look off into the distance and see the crucifixion cross of Christ on the hill of Calvary. And the greatest truth that you will ever hear about Christ and from Christ is that when He died on that cross, Jesus bled and died to pay for your sins. And then when you begin to sink into despair over your mistakes and your failures in life, just as Peter sank when he was walking on the water, then remember, Jesus is reaching out to you. Yes, Jesus wants to rescue you from all sinking feelings of guilt, of discouragement, and of despair. And so then, this is the message of hope today. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, and don't permit the devil to cause you to sink. And then, with that gift of faith which God graciously gives you, sing with the hymn writer who wrote, "When in the hour of utmost need, we know not where to look for aid, when days and nights of anxious thought, nor help nor counsel yet have brought, then this our comfort is alone, that we may meet before thy throne, and cry, O faithful God, to thee, for rescue from our misery. For thou hast promised graciously to hear all those who cry to thee, through him whose name alone is great, our Savior and our Advocate. And thus we come, O God, today, and all our woes before thee lay. For sorely tried, cast down we stand, perplexed by fears on every hand. Ah, hide not for our sins thy face, absolve us through thy boundless grace. Be with us in our anguish still, free us at last from every ill, that so with all our hearts we may to thee our glad thanksgiving pay. Then walk obedient to thy word, and now and ever praise thee, Lord." O Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, fix the focus of all our listeners today on Jesus Christ, so that they do not sink into despair. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.